Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman. Can you hear the sound? It's raining. I woke up on the 6th of July 2025 at 5 o'clock in the morning to the sound of rain. I thought, oh, that's typical, we're off to see some land today. It's raining. A cat came in, didn't you, little monster? Started meowing. I thought, you won't want to go outside. He often does that when he wants to go outside. Trying to get him some food. I don't normally give him this sort of food. But I normally give him wet food, but because of his meowing, I had to chop a hole in this box. I thought that it came with a flap. But it doesn't. Here we go. It's not a very big hole, it's a bit slightly. I know, you need a bigger hole to get the food out. Yeah, just a few of that. You'll have some proper wet food shortly, but that is there. Get it back on the shelf. To keep you going, 5 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. I need to make sure. I don't think I have any wet food that is not frozen. That's why I'm doing this. So let's get some. What is this? Oink. Pigs. Pig food. Well, not food for pigs. I'll leave one on the side to defrost. Put the other in the fridge. Yeah, rain, ladies and gentlemen. Rain. I am tempted to step out into it because we haven't had rain for a while. Not proper rain. I've even got a puddle in the garden. At least my wood is still covered up. We'll come back in. Thank you to Duncan and his mum for the email yesterday in response to the conversation, or the diatribe, the monologue yesterday. Not the monologue on the video, but the monologue on the Naked Englishman. That was very kind of you. I can't actually see terribly well. When I wake up in the morning, my eyes are often blurred, as you can imagine. And I'm just looking for a particular glass. Oh, there's one down there, but I'll use this now. But have a glass of milk first thing in the morning is what I try to do. That's the SE you can hear. It's not the humming, that noise. And this is the fridge. I'm going to open a new bottle of milk because it doesn't seem very cold. I get the cream, you see, because it's real milk. It's not being homogenised. You actually get the cream when it's been standing. It all floats up to the top. The cat is itching to go out. I don't know that you're going to want to. Off he goes. I'll leave the door open. It's nice to have a bit of fresh air. I'm just going to sit down. Turn off these lights. I've got my washing inside, which I put yesterday afternoon. I'll tell you as soon as I sat down. I'll leave that one on for a minute. Let's go and have a sit down. 5 o'clock in the morning. That was yesterday, wasn't it? Obviously, Julia wasn't here, you see. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, which I have this tendency to wake up, but I did go to bed at 11:30, so I am missing some sleep. Probably need to go back to bed, and I want to put something on charge, on the power up. I don't like the word charge because that's associated with money, isn't it? When you charge something, I mean, I know you charge things with electricity as well, but to power up a battery, or to how else would you describe it? To put the power into the battery. I just need to come up here. Yeah, there's a box here with my GoPro. Just happened to be at the top of the stairs for a long, long time. It was meant to be put away, but it's been left there. Of course, I've just turned all the lights out now. But what I need is the battery unit. Here it is. Little box. I need to buy some new batteries because they are playing up, which is why I haven't been using the GoPro, and if I can find where the, there we go, put it on power up mode. Right, I should leave the rest. It would be nice to film the land, you see, and get an idea of what it was. Julia and I were looking at it last night. Where's my milk? My bad eye. It's not really a bad eye, it's a missing eye there, isn't it? Hang on. Oh, that's the milk. Lovely, it is absolutely lovely. Bit of raw milk. When I very first had raw milk, I was a bit nervous of it. I suppose most people are. You know, because you think, oh, it's not the same as... It's not safe. Is it safe? Has it got things crawling around in it, you know, bacteria? You know, you kind of expect to see it. That was a long time ago now, and I used to think like that, because we've been brainwashed to think these things are not good. Let me just turn this light on for a second. It's quite nice to sit in the dark, but I will turn it on. Oh, I was just in the middle of saying something, didn't I? My eye, yes. My eye is just full of pug, usual. Usual thing. So, oh. 5:00. And I wasn't really ready to get up. The rain, I thought, oh, the audience on The Naked Englishman would love to hear a bit of rain. And, natural sounds, you know. And then the cat came in, and I thought, oh no, it's silly. I need to get the extra sleep because I went to bed a bit later. And the cat came in, meowed a couple of times. And I know when he does that, what he means is, I either, can you feed me, or can I get out? Now, he has a litter tray permanently in place. He only uses it when we're away. But if I'm here, he will hold on. He will hold on, but he's gone out now. But I dare say he'll be back once he's done his ablutions. So I knew he would only pester me, so I knew I had to get up and just do that. And I thought, oh, well, I'm up, and it's still raining. I may as well just do The Naked Englishman now, and then go back to bed. So this won't be a very long one like yesterday's. Well, just a chance to have some milk. Although it depends, if I wake up in the process, then I might do a meditation. Meditation, I think you're supposed to do at the same time, you know, every day, if you can. My meditations do tend to be either first thing in the morning, if I have time, or last thing at night. And sometimes the meditations in the morning, if it's too early, like it is today, when I haven't had enough sleep, and the excitement, I didn't have enough sleep because of the excitement of going off to look at some land and then looking at it on the satellite images and trying to ascertain how big it is, you know, what we could do, da 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 da, all of that, which we did over the phone last night. Julia was looking at Google Images, I was looking at Google Images, the satellite. And we were chatting about, is it big enough, is it the right dimension, what's the access like, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to look at it, of course, today and answer all those questions. But it was just the excitement of it all, I suppose. But I did fall asleep very quickly at 11:30, whatever it was. Whew. And I woke up, and then of course I'm up. So I haven't quite had enough sleep, and I can feel it. So to do a meditation now is probably, I'll just drift off. So I will just go back to bed shortly. Yesterday, Julia came over, read another chapter, and that was good. And we did a little bit more of a chapter. And so we're right at the end. I think there is, I'm just trying to think now. I think there's two chapters to go that Julia needs to read and the epilogue. And that's it. And then we've worked our way through Biggleswick. Everything else is all done. So then I should get it for the proofreader or proofreaders and send it off. Send it off. Send it off. Oh, that's mighty lovely. First thing in the morning. Lines your stomach, you see, with a bit of milk. I prefer that to a coffee in the morning. I think coffee in the morning, I used to do. I don't think that's very wise. It's all right later on. But first thing, I think milk is it just lines your tummy. I need to get some more milk, though. I go through it very quickly, as you can imagine. I have one or two glasses a day, and water, and teas and coffees. The water with sea salt, of course. Never enough water with sea salt, actually. Should do more. Should do better. Looking grey out there, but it is only 5. And, of course, we have swung past now. What was it? 2 weeks ago, the longest day? Time is flying. Flying. So that was yesterday. I did some more writing on my second book, the Pipe Book novel. And I talk about that in the smoking video, which the pipe smoking video, which will go out. And I put that out. I didn't put it out. Sounds like you're putting, you know, the pipe out with water. I recorded it last night. Julia came round yesterday afternoon to do the chapters and things, and I cooked some soup. I lit the Essie early because I thought, I bet she hasn't eaten. And she came over about 3-ish, so we shared about 3 hours. So I lit the Essie and I made a nice vegetable soup, and it was nice with a piece of sourdough bread. We cooked that up, then we settled down to do the chapter. We had a break, sat in the garden, whatever. And we did a little bit of the next chapter. But it's amazing how the time does fly. And she had to disappear because X needed to go to work and she had to look after the children. So she went off. And then she came back about an hour and a half later with a lasagna for me. The kids had lasagna and there was some over. So she brought it over to me, which was very nice. Aren't I lucky? I am so lucky. So whilst I didn't have to cook a second, second time, I carried on working with my pipe book. And as I explain in the video, which will go out, I need a shave today. I need to have a shave. It's supposed to be 3 or 4 short stories that put together this book, which celebrates pipe smoking. However, the third story that I'm writing has, I'm not quite sure where it's going, but it seems to have legs. Now, it may be that it becomes a novel in and of itself, or It may be that it's just a very long short story with two shorter short stories either side, and possibly a third short story. I don't know. The trouble is, and I explain this in the video, I don't really want to repeat myself twice, but because otherwise what's the point of watching? There's other things in the video to look at. I do talk about the writing process and how I work, and I think long-term listeners will have heard me speak about this sort of stuff before. But I'm not a plotter. I'm a discoverer. I allow the free thinking of my subconscious to conjure up the plots. And in a way, the characters seem to come alive more that way for me, because they dictate to me what happens, rather than me coldly work out a plot. I don't know if that's the right way of doing it, but I don't think there is a right way of doing it. I think people write in lots of different ways. And I've heard people who write like my way, who discover, and it becomes very enjoyable because the story is unfolding in your mind as you write it. Whereas if you plotted, the cold plotting, I think, well, you've already discovered the story. You know, all you're now doing is filling in. And I guess that has a certain enjoyable charm and skill. Like in a timber-framed house. You've got the timber-framed house, and you put up the timber frame, which is your sort of, as you put it up, if you've just got a whole load of timber and you just go, well, I don't know, what can we do to do this? And you shove it up and you go, well, we could put it over here. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Or we could put this over here. Yeah, that's a great idea. And then we'll run this timber across the top and that will hold the roof. Oh, yeah. And it's a bit like that, really. And as you're going, you're going, well, between these two points, we'll put this wattle and daub, and we'll put this lattice in there to hold the wattle and daub up. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then we just got that wall to do and that wall to do. So you're sort of creating the thing in that fashion, rather than just going, here's the plan. Right, this like getting something from IKEA or, you know, flat pack, and go, all right, this has got to be, that goes there, that goes there. There's not the same enjoyment, I don't think. Well, not for me anyway. But if you have to go and do a lot of research for your book, perhaps you have to do the plotting first, because then you need to know, yes, I need to know everything about this, because they're going to, you know, let's say you had a chap who was entering a monastery halfway up a mountain in Peru or something, you might realise, yes, I don't know anything about monasteries up mountains in Peru. I better go and read up about it. So, I guess there's that. Although my approach to that, if my characters suddenly, for whatever reason, you know, let's say they were backpacking through the jungle and ended up in a monastery outside Peru. First, there's my imagination. And second, and that's amazing how that conjures up pictures, by the way. And then I would write what happens. But I might pause then, as you start to get the hint of what's happening, and buy a book or start researching. But enough to take where the characters want to take. And then very often I will buy the books or do the research about this monastery in Peru, and then add more detail later. And sometimes that will also mean that I will faff about with the plot a bit, because if I discover, oh, these monasteries, they celebrated mass in this way, or they were built in this unusual way, I can go back in and add little bits of information about it. But to me, the unfolding of the story is the exciting part. The challenge is the infill. But I do like it. I enjoy the whole process, really. I enjoy the whole thing. And usually about a third of the way in, you've got the hint of where it's going. You might have an end point already in mind where it's got to go, but how it gets there, that's the joy. It's the same again as knowing that you've got to get to a destination, and instead of going on the motorway, you kind of go, I'm not going on the motorway. I'm going to put into the sat-nav, avoid motorways. And then it takes you down paths you've never seen before. You've never driven down through villages that are a surprise. And you might have missed that when you plotted and said, all right, we just got to go to from point A to point B. And the journey might be a bit dull. Anyway, that's my approach. But of course, if you were doing non-fiction, I think you probably have to plot it. I think that's a completely different process. If you're doing a non-fiction thing about a subject or like a biographical novel or a subject in and of itself, like, I don't know, making chimneys, he says, looking at the chimney, and you wanted to write about the history of chimneys and things, you'd probably spend a long time thinking about chapter headings, wouldn't you? And you go, the need for a chimney, life before a chimney, the types of early chimney, the Victorian chimney, chimney fires, the chimney sweep, and his role at weddings. You know, all. So already you can see how a book like that can be formulated incredibly quickly. And yes, you might go off and read lots of other books about chimneys and chimney sweeps and houses and architecture and all this sort of stuff and who knows what. And of course, you'll be writing notes and gauging whether there's enough information to make a book and how long that book is. The thing with novel writing is you don't always know, it seems to me, how long it's going to be. I get a vague notion that a novel generally lasts 80,000 words to, well, some of these sagas can be 200,000, something like that. Biggleswick is 140,000, for example. And it'll be about 400 pages, I think. And I guess most novels, it depends on the type font and the line spacing. But I think, you know, most novels fall between that range of 80,000 to 150, generally. Which is what, 250, 270 pages to 350, something like that, on average. And the length doesn't mean anything, has nothing to do with how good it is. In fact, I would argue it's better to have a shorter novel in case it's rubbish. A long novel might be more prone to mistakes and unnecessary text, too many scenes. I would imagine that most writers write too much, and it may be people will... I want the proofreaders of my book to say to me, you've repeated yourself unnecessarily here, here, here. That I know there are repeated themes, and I don't want to bore the audience, but because these themes are truth bombs, if you like, the audience will decide whether they think they're true or not, but that's up to them. But the concepts that are weaved into the story, in order to, I suppose, make them more acceptable and understand what they mean, they've been repeated a few times, because some people will find them new or difficult. Some people will go, oh, I know about this. Just stop repeating yourself. It's So that's been a bit of a tricky thing. But when I give the book to the proofreaders, it'll be down to them to tell me if they think certain parts of it are repetitive and therefore boring. But they may also say they are repetitive but necessary. So who knows? I think it stopped raining now. And I can still hear drips in the background. We'll go and, before I finish, we'll go and listen to a bit more rain. I don't know how people listen to this. Some people may listen on headphones on their phone. Do you ever do that? I need to get some headphones. That might be easier. Not Bluetooth headphones, wire headphones. Just the, you know, the tiny little earplug things. Although I prefer to use my phone on the loudspeaker mode, generally. I don't want to have one with a microphone in it. Why give powers that be more reasons to listen in? Or more means to listen in? So I think I may well have to go back to bed. How long have we been talking? Look, there you are. Look, there's 26 minutes, isn't it? I said it was going to be a short one, and it's amazing. See, time just passes. It just passes. Right, that was supposed to be a short listen. And yesterday I was talking about, well, about the self. And today is all about book writing, isn't it? I'm so sorry. I hope I haven't bored you too much. Here's the end. It is still raining. Funny, isn't it? You say you listen to the rain. You don't really hear the rain at all. You hear droplets hitting things, don't you? Which is a sort of a very variety of different clicks and splashes. But you don't really hear it falling from the sky. The cat hasn't come back in, so I'm going to have to shut the door, leave him out for a bit. But he can go in the shed. He gets in the shed, goes under cars. It's warm, it's mild. So that's that. Right, I won't upload this now. I shall upload this a little later. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry about the length. I know some people go, oh, it's too long, I'm not listening. And I'm going back to bed for an hour. And then I'm getting up and getting things ready and make my video. I've got two videos going out, my normal daily video plus the pipe smoking video. So it'll be interesting. Till next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.